Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Rob, Alana, Jay, Zach, and Matt.
Wow.
Hey,
Today we're playing
yo.
Marvel Rivals and talking Daredevil Born Again, Episode 7. A lot happens in this one.
I forgot what it was called.
I forgot to say what it was called.
It's not a very memorable name.
Art for art's sake.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
What?
I guess
I thought it was
graffiti.
gonna be called
Yeah.
Here I Go
Here's.
Daredeviling Again.
Yeah. Here I go. Daredevil, fuck it. Here I go again on my own.
I go again on my own.
So the quotes, they don't have to say it in the, or the titles, they don't actually have to say it in the episode for it to be the title.
Right.
The title drop it.
Yes.
Because some of them do. Sometimes they
Okay.
title drop it.
No.
Sometimes.
Every episode of TV ever, they say the title in the episode.
Not in
You see,
Breaking
that's the
Bad.
thing. No, not in any. No, of course not.
No.
That's not a rule. That's not a thing. Anyway, should we get into the episode?
You know, I think it in the Friends episodes they say this is the one with the turkey.
Right on.
The episode.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The one with the Yeti.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this one they start with Angela in the hospital, and what's the name of James Gandolfini's son's character again?
Daniel.
Daniel, because he channels the audience because he says 250 milliliters of blood is apparently a lot, which I did not know that either. So that I found that very amusing.
Yeah, so he's either really dumb or he heard misinformation.
Oh, really? Because it's not a lot, or it is a lot?
No, it's
He's
way too much.
pretty dumb.
Wait, so is it a lot of blood or no?
Yeah. It's so much blood. He reported
Or
like
too
a
much.
ridiculous amount of blood was lost.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That sounds right. So what's the problem?
It's a lot more than you that should be.
You should
Like
have.
it's like more than a human could survive without.
Well, she did almost die.
Yeah. Well, no, it would have been like full death
Without
if
pleasure?
that were the case.
Whoa, avoid that.
Thanks. All right, so we in our opening scene, Fisk learns that Daredevil is back.
Yeah, he's
And
like,
he
he's back. He's
He's
back.
back.
Well, yeah,
And I
he is back.
appreciate that
Better
the
than
last
that.
time on Daredevil reminded us that they had a bargain where if one of them comes back, the other one will come back. Because otherwise I wouldn't have remembered it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have remembered that. I definitely would not have remembered that.
What? How? It was in the last episode.
Come on.
They literally talk about it, like in the diner.
I forgot.
Okay. Yeah.
The dinner was a few episodes ago, wasn't it, though?
Yeah.
It was like
It was the
two episodes ago?
first episode, first or second episode. And he
Yeah,
mentions
it was
it
the
like
first.
before, like he flashbacks to it. They like talk about how he shouldn't be back. Yeah.
It was totally the first episode.
He
Yeah,
should not have
was,
come
yeah.
back.
Yeah, but he doesn't immediately jump back to the he's not like, okay, here I go.
Yeah, as exactly as you'd expect. So
So that's
the Okay, so the next thing I have is Daredevil's at home, and Heather notices that he's beat up, but and doesn't really seem to believe him.
Yeah, he said he walks into stuff. What an idiot.
What?
Honestly, he's
Yeah.
blind. How
How
can you
dare you
see
judge
somebody
him
like
when he's
that?
blind? It was like a huge bruise. He would have had to been like running at something.
Yeah.
And
Or he
she like
fell down
never,
and went boom.
and she
No.
never sees him ever run into things.
Yeah,
No.
exactly. Never, ever.
She's like, when was the last time you saw me run into something?
Yeah, literally never.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd have better excuses after all these years of being Daredevil.
He
He must
had
have gotten
someone
rusty.
to really look at him like that in a while.
But instead, he's like, "Don't worry, baby, smoochy, smoochy,
Yep,
He
shout
could have
out
been
to
holding
buddies.
still on the stairs or something. Yeah, just come on. Yeah.
Yeah, or you could say someone tripped him. I didn't see the foot.
Or somebody punched him. Just
Maybe he wants to
Well, that
respond.
seems more concerning.
Yeah, somebody punched me, baby. Don't worry about
It's fine.
it.
I didn't make a police report or anything.
No, of course not. So the okay, they also drop the L word on each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's my other note.
No,
they dropped it. Hard.
Such a beautiful, and he actually responds. He says it back. Were you guys surprised?
Yeah,
I was very surprised.
You were.
He had that beat of a hesitation, though. I like that. It was just like,
I like how he does it with a smirk because you're like,
"I'll be you soon, Rob."
Care.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Oh my god!
Learn from Matt Murdock.
The next time Rob takes
Rob's learning a lesson here, which is don't.
So she's
next
listening.
Time Rob falls down the stair, he's just gonna have to say, "I love you now."
Yeah, that's true.
I fell down a pillow. I swear.
So does this mean that we shouldn't tell her about the podcast?
Rob already has.
I just want to mention.
I would not assume that.
I would not mention it if I were him. I would wait as long as possible.
Yeah, like it's over. I mean, yeah. There's been so many tests. Yeah.
You guys like the part where she like talks to Matt with the therapy talk?
Yeah.
She's like, you need to process your trauma. You've been burying your trauma for so long.
Did we win?
We didn't do it. and it's a flashback too, where in their first day he talks about, he's like, I don't do the therapy talk.
That's right.
Was that him saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
He says he doesn't like therapy talk.
Right.
I get it. And well, then in the next scene, Cherry therapy talks him as well, because he says, I won't enable your criminal vigilante lifestyle by helping you save lives in New York City.
Yeah, Cherry's so mad. What is his problem?
He's trying to protect his friend, Matt.
Friend.
From what the show is showcasing is like that Cherry supports Matt as Matt, right? Because he understands the trauma and his friend almost dying and all of that, because and wants Matt to live. So doesn't support his recklessness after almost dying multiple times and seeing like all of his friends die and all that stuff. Because also in the scene, this is like where Matt says, remember the time when you used to come to me for all the information? It's a cyclical relationship Cherry just trying to look out for his bud.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's interesting. So I guess he's going back full time. It's all on.
Yeah,
but it wasn't
a one-time thing.
I don't know if it's in this part, but someone says there have been serial killers in New York before.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's Buck. Buck says that. Buck.
The implication is that there's a serial killer, and Daredevil's just like.
There's no reason why this is the one time that it's happening.
Yeah. It's just kind of funny to imagine him just being like, okay, that's fine.
Well, this is kind of like the Captain America causing 9/11 thing in Endgame.
What?
So remember at the end of Endgame, Captain America goes back in time? So then it's like, he knows about 9/11, why doesn't he prevent it?
Oh.
Because you can't.
It's a time travel issue.
Time travel, baby.
No, it's not good. You can't be doing that kind of stuff.
Is there a part where they specifically talk about it? He's like, nope, I can't talk about 9/11. Or is this just like a fan theory?
It's a fan theory, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then next we go to Kingpin. We hear Kingpin's side of the story.
Yeah, he goes on this long monologue about how Daredevil's the reason why his business enterprise was destroyed. This one man, he took down my whole business enterprise.
Yeah.
Looking out for the blue collar.
Yeah, he's saving the blue collar people. Yeah.
I guess he doesn't call them honest men, but he's like hardworking Americans.
Well, he's like, we had a good gig going. You know, everyone was making money, and then Daredevil had to go and be self-righteous.
He's taking jobs away from good, hardworking New Yorkers. Blue collar millionaires making
money. Nobody would say good, but certainly hardworking.
Hardworking man.
Dedicated, you know, passionate. Yeah.
Family man, you might say.
Yeah,
I do like that. He talks about like, yeah, I made a bunch of blue collar people like millionaires, and he goes and does this. Like, that's actually.
How can you do that, Daredevil?
Won't someone think?
Yeah. He did make a bunch of blue collar gangsters. Tons of money.
But at what cost?
Yeah.
And all the men you've killed just to stay in business.
Yeah. What? So that's kind of interesting. I don't know if we necessarily needed it, but I don't know what it was for, but
a sympathetic villain.
Shit, I died.
Yeah. He justifies it to himself. Like, you clearly like he believes his own ego.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, of course he does, but I don't know. Don't you feel like we kind of know this, that Daredevil took down his business operation? Like,
so yes and no. I mean, it depends on how much of the old series you watched, right? So, if you don't like, because it was in his later episodes where he really starts doing damage to Kingpin's thing. Even after Kingpin is like sent to jail, he goes after him, right?
Let's confess, I don't remember the Netflix series that well. Yeah. I believe it though.
Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, I wrote down. Oh yeah, so the next part is he's questioning
Angela,
and it's very funny. I was very amused because he talks to Angela. He says, "What was different? What did you notice? Did you notice anything unusual about anything out of the ordinary?" And I was like, "Anything out of the ordinary in this like murder basement that you were stuck in? I think the freaky art and like the blood draining equipment. Anything else out of the ordinary?"
Yeah. And even though she's had this near death experience, she still is like this exact same. She still doesn't like cops. She's like, the cops aren't going to do anything.
Well, did they do anything? They didn't do shit. So, yeah. So, I think that's justified.
Right.
Right. I don't know why.
She has zero trauma. Yeah, though, like, yeah, that is. But that's why she's designed to be a superhero someday. By season 5 or whatever.
She's going to take the talisman and be the next one. It'll be fine.
Is there anything else to say about Angela, guys? Because I want to rant.
But like, why wouldn't she have still been the same? Like, she still doesn't trust people because they did. They completely let her down. Even Matt, only Daredevil was the one, only person that actually looked out for her. Right?
Right. I guess having a near-death experience, you think, would change her a little bit.
Well, yeah, change her to be more cynical, if anything, I would imagine.
Yes. All right, here we go. So anyway, so the next bit is, I think, probably the dumbest thing I've seen in this show, that maybe any show, which is that Muse is also Heather's patient.
Well, and we should have known that. I mean, we've seen that guy be her patient before, but yes.
Well, it's like, you can either have the Kingpin be her patient or Muse, but you can't have both.
Why not?
It's ridiculous.
She's the only therapist in all of New York State.
She's the best therapist in all of New York.
No, she's the only one.
Well, she's specifically, like, she's written about superheroes and, like, from of all these people.
Yeah, that's what she's into?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, still.
Yeah, I do think, like, her hanging out with Matt Murdock, like, somehow caused her to look into masks, and that's what it caused him to... I don't know. It's a stretch, but...
It's a stretch. Total stretch.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, it was a good scene, but still. I also like the part where Kingpin... I know it's not the same part, but Kingpin's like, I like boxing.
Taekwondo.
I prefer boxing.
Yeah.
I like boxing.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. I like how she just doesn't react either. That was kind of funny.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think magic needs to be nerfed.
Too good.
Skill issue. Skill issue.
No.
I just killed her.
Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah,
just saying.
Okay. So the kingpin gets briefed on Muse, what the deal is with Muse. A scene that will become pointless later. And then Kirsten feels iced out. Terry and Matt are always plotting something, and she's not involved.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you exist. You're in the show.
Yeah, and she's like, I trust you guys. I want you to trust me. And it's like, we obviously don't. We don't even pretend that we do.
Not
among
superhero does.
Yeah, we don't even pretend that we trust you. Not even a little bit. The next thing I have is that Vanessa and Luca are, like, plotting.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yep. That was a subplot happening here.
Yeah. Well, it'll pay off at the end, but for now they're just plotting.
Did anyone believe that she was really plotting against
No.
No. Bobby?
No. Oh, he's wearing a little onesie.
So, okay, then Daredevil goes back to the murder basement and he smears his fingerprints all over the crime scene.
And not only that, and the third stupidest thing is that he recognizes her face from the art.
Oh, that was so stupid.
Being able to, like, see it.
It was so much. Yeah.
It's like Muse is the greatest artist of all time. He can perfectly capture her face exactly as it is.
It's like, there must have been some other way for him to find out. I don't even know. There had to have been.
Like, maybe he could find her business card or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lamau recognizes her face from the drawings.
He understands the outline of her face.
Yeah, just like Tom Hardy from Coldest. All right, so the next thing is Muse and Heather in the office, and what makes Muse such a truly terrifying villain is he makes everybody think about blood work. At least for us, a traumatizing part of our childhood.
That's right. But it was a good scene where he confronts her. The big epic.
I feel like Heather is, she's either like a bad actress or just like doesn't emote, but she just doesn't react like ever.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys agree about that?
She's not my favorite.
Yeah,
She just has the stoic expression the whole time.
I mean, she is a therapist. She's known how to, right, mm-hmm. rein in her emotions.
I am impressed mm-hmm. by her fake crying. I don't. I assume that's just like eye drops or something. But like, nope. I'm like, well, she fake cries twice in this episode. I was like, Jesus, all right.
So she's got that going for her,
which is nice.
Yeah, we got one guy way up at the front.
Behind it is Spider-Man.
You got a lot.
Give me those pictures of Spider-Man.
Sorry, I guess I'm lagging out. Okay, so... So Muse arrives at Heather's office, and he's like... We get a good scene where she's like, oh no, you're Muse. I figured it out. And then he's like, yeah, now I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, but the cops are already on their way. So that's exciting. Right. Yeah.
Yep. So he's going to kill her. Daredevil shows up.
Yeah, the Daredevil arrives and they have a big fight.
That's right. And it ends with Heather shooting Muse to death.
Yeah. But not before the whole like house is destroyed. The whole office is massacred. Yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
Sorry guys, I'm experiencing like extreme lag. I don't know if anybody else.
I'm not.
No.
Who's this guy in the suit?
It might be a skin for something.
Yeah, it's like a guy in like a t-shirt and shorts.
Jeez.
Oh, well, I shouldn't be down there.
Zach, you're Mr. Fantastic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you want me to stick with Magneto?
It's fantastic. No, you do whatever you want.
Thank you. Okay, so Daredevil gets away. I like how he did the hero engine through the window. Classic. But the cops take the credit.
Yeah. Which I think Daredevil is.
Given Heather credit, she's the one who shot him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have their own motives, right?
But they're like, it's Daredevil or the cops. It's like, no, there's a third option. Self-defense.
Right. Self-defense, baby. That's what it's all about. Ooh, nice, Jay.
But Daredevil also threw his baton through the Muse's shoulder. That was
That was great. That's great.
Yeah.
Finally getting a little more hardcore.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't realize it had puncture capabilities.
There was more screaming too.
Of course. Daredevil without it. Okay, so we get a scene with Danny where he threatens BB Urich. No, I'd say he's pretty good at this.
Yeah, that was a pretty good part where he's like, okay, you know, if you want to get back in good with Fisk,
yeah,
you know, you gotta do this for me.
Yeah, you gotta decide whether the next 10 minutes of your life is good or bad.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to do?
Yeah, you decide. Make my day.
That's right. So just a couple more notes. Daredevil goes to see Heather in the hospital and he says, you just have some minor lacerations. You'll be fine. I was like, minor lacerations. He like cut her arm open.
Yeah. A few stitches. I guess
that's not a minor laceration.
That was a deep, long gash. Oof.
That's right. And then
finally
Vanessa betrays everybody.
Doesn't betray everybody. She betrays everybody.
She looks like she's going to betray Fisk, but then she betrays the other dude.
Yeah. Wait, Vanessa says that?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, was it a betrayal, or was Fisk just one step ahead of him, of her?
Or was it all part of a big plot by Fisk?
Like a double agent.
Yeah. She told Fisk, or Fisk figured it out and was like,
I was wondering that too. Like, I don't think it was meant to be ambiguous. I do feel like Fisk and Vanessa are working together still, but it's unclear.
I don't know. I think they pretty clearly are.
Murdered. All right, so yeah, and so Buck kills Luca in the restaurant, and Fisk is like, can I get a doggy bag?
Well, would you like me to bring home some delicious food?
I bet Vanessa would like this.
Vanessa would like some of whatever I'm eating.
that was the most hard to believe part of this episode is that the mayor would be dining alone. Ever.
It sure was dramatic.
Yeah. That's how he likes it.
Yeah.
I know, but he's always got like stuff to do. Yeah. He's always got people to see.
Places to go.
But that's a problem, part of the problem, right? How else is he going to get away and have his moment of zen to go? No, because because he's constantly beating up, what's his face?
Daredevil?
No.
Adam?
Adam.
Vanessa's sweetie.
That's right.
Yeah, Adam. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Anyway, so how much of the show is left?
Hopefully only like one more episode.
Nine episodes? And this is seven.
Well, Andor starts April 22nd, so...
Are we going to drop it?
Well, no, it should be done before that, I think.
Unless they're doing like two episodes at once? I don't know. As Jay said, there's a weird release schedule.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to do two this time or not. It felt like they were going to, but they didn't really talk. They don't talk about it. They never do. Which is what really annoys me.
Man, the stupid Groot abilities. The Groot alt is like really bad.
What does it do?
It just immobilizes them for like a second.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so anything else to say about this Daredevil episode?
I don't think so.
It was a more satisfying conclusion to the Muse plotline, I thought.
Yeah, I still don't... Like, do you think... It kind of looked like Muse's costume was reinforced as well.
Yeah, that would check out.
Which explains how he survived the first beatdown. But like,
he's got Taekwondo powers.
Yeah, I'm a former instructor of Taekwondo. I would succumb to that beatdown.
Like, he's pretty good at it. Do you look crazy when he killed that Taekwondo teacher?
Yeah, that was interesting. That was an interesting part.
It's hardcore.
He learned a lot.
He died of natural causes on our estate. Whoops.
I like how they explain why he's so good at fist fighting. Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he got trained by the master?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can
after
go
like 2 weeks.
Daredevil.
After like 3 weeks, Allah.
What?
He's a genius.
No, he it was like several months.
But still, several months when he was like
first
a kid.
Of all, he did competitive Taekwondo. And also at one point, he worked with this coach. So
yes.
He did Taekwondo for a long time.
All right, whatever you say.
I guess he remembered it, even though he didn't like it.
Yeah.
I know, he should be thankful. You're welcome, serial killer guy.
Yeah, you think a murderer would be interested in learning how to fight?
Well, he was forced to learn it before he became the murderer.
Yeah.
It unlocked something in him.
Also, he was born kind of rich, it sounds like, so he's automatically evil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Class war now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we've done this map before.
Nope.
At least I haven't.
We have. It's just in the reverse. We've always done it from the other side.
Okay.
Bill Herbie.
Time for our question of the day.
Let's do it. Hang on. I wasn't prepared. Guys, the battle starts at 5. Question number one comes to us courtesy of Zach.
Hello.
What is your favorite Val Kilmer movie? R.I.P.
R.I.P. Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
The one I liked the most, like most enjoyed, was Top Gun Maverick, but he was barely in it.
He was not in it.
So I would say Tombstone.
I haven't seen Tombstone.
Is the one I liked the
Tombstone
most.
Tombstone was good.
Like, which is shadow directed by Kurt Russell, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like they had big production issues, and Kurt Russell supposedly took over. But it's
yes.
Yeah.
Not Kurt Russell.
Ronald Reagan.
I don't remember that.
He has a mustache, like everybody else.
Oh yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I will say before anybody else says it, Top Secret.
Is that really your favorite? How many times have you seen that?
Once, but I still like it more than Top Gun.
Wow. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was just more entertaining, and it's more of a Val. It's the most Val Kilmerish movie I've seen because he's in it the most.
Oh, well, he's the lead.
Yeah,
my favorite is still The Saint.
The Saint. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of The Saint. Couldn't tell you a thing about it.
He was like He was a spy who used disguises to steal information.
Yeah, it's like a remake of a TV show.
Kind of. Yeah, he really thought it was going to be like his. Big thing that he was going to be like a recurring,
like a franchise. Yeah. Sorry, did anybody see the documentary Val?
Yeah,
I started it. And it was so boring. I turned it off. Sorry, Val. This is so boring. Your life is so boring.
Zach and I watched it.
Yeah,
the whole
and
thing.
It was kind of boring.
But it was also kind of interesting.
It's very worse. Intimate because you see like the very real, well, at least real-ish him. Yeah,
but he's I love the craft of acting. That's what I'm all about.
He went to Juilliard. I assume they talked about that.
I don't remember.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's like a prankster and funny guy, but...
Did they talk about how he played Top Gun like Iceman was a closeted homosexual?
Talk about that.
Okay, yeah.
What's there to say? Everyone knows.
Everybody knows.
Is he in love with Tom Cruise?
Did you say in the documentary, he says, I could never get on a plane for the rest of my life without somebody calling me Iceman.
Yep. I believe it.
Seriously.
Yeah. Nobody calls me anything when I get on.
Maybe your name?
Maybe sir. Sir.
Call me for dinner. Yeah. All right, so Alana, I think you're the last one not to go.
I like really haven't seen that many.
You watched Tombstone with me, Alana.
Yeah, but
you can't
also say Tombstone.
I didn't say that.
Whatever. Batman Forever. Is that the right one?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's better than Batman Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in forever. Okay.
I'm gonna go with Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Well, that's a good one.
That's a better. Yeah. That's a way better movie. Yeah, that's a good movie. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, he's kind of the co-lead. He's a decent
yeah,
part
he
of that.
Totally
yeah.
is.
And Robert
yeah.
Downey.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Movie Shane Black. Yeah, I was looking up his best review movies on Rotten Tomatoes actually today, and Top Gun Maverick was number one, and then number two was Val. I forget what number three was.
Hmm. All right.
Question number
Fourth
two.
One. Damn it.
If you could choose to go on any game show, what game show would you go on?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love Jeopardy, but.
Too much
I'm
pressure.
Fun reading contest.
Michelle. Great. Yeah. What's one that's like pure luck? That's what I'm.
The one with Meghan Markle.
Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, Deal or No Deal.
That's a good idea. I think Family Feud is fun, but I also think it's a lot of pressure. So, you know, actually, you know what? Okay, honestly, I don't know if this is a game show, but I know I wouldn't be good because I'm too short, but I would like to go on Wipeout.
Oh, that would be
American Ninja Warrior.
No. That's not fun. This is hard. I feel like the ones from what is it called again? I just said it 2 seconds ago.
Wipeout
is like they seem fun. They seem like they would be fun to play.
Like the Takeshi's Castle.
What? I don't know what that is.
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Excuse me. Thanks for Americanizing it for us dummies.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I would have loved to have been on American Gladiator.
Is that nice.
Yeah, it's a competition. Sure, what qualifies as a game show?
I thought to be an American Gladiator, you had to. I don't know, like actually work on the show, not just be a random person.
Well, no, they have... It's the random people versus the gladiators, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Okay. I'm going to go with Family Feud.
Mm. Yeah.
And Guru wants us to go on Family Feud as well. We were talking about that earlier this week. Okay.
There's nobody, I don't know if anybody remembers this show, but there's a show on Comedy Central for two seasons that was called Beat the Geeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that? There's like a movie nerd, a TV nerd.
And yeah, like yeah. Some other... Then there's like a random one each time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It was a fun concept, but yeah, I would I'd try that. Try my hand at that because they always give like the guests easier questions.
But... Wasn't it Beat the Geeks? Is that what you said?
Yeah
that's what he said.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Beat the Geeks. Yeah. Yep. All right. So a lot.
Anyway, I would say Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Nice.
Ooh, good one.
A child's one. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Play against children.
Yeah, a lot versus the children.
I'm unstoppable.
Yeah. Do you think can you assemble the amulet though? Do you know how?
You mean the Shrine of the Silver Monkey? Yeah. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Okay.
Nobody knows.
All right, are we ready for question number three?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm not.
I'm MVP. I gotta go tell Guru.
Guru, I'm his MVP in Marvel Rivals. That's nice to hear.
He's like, okay.
She'll all right.
Yay. Hey.
Question number three comes to us courtesy of the hot seat. What would you put in a time capsule to today? What would you put in a time capsule today to remind you of your life in 10 years? Okay. Wow. So in 10 years, what would you, in 10 years time, what would you want to find in a time capsule that reminds you of your life now? Does that make sense?
Anybody
it makes sense. I'm just thinking.
Okay. No, that's fine. You guys take as much time as you want. And I know what I would put in. I would put in, so right now I'm the troop leader for my daughter's Girl Scout troop, and I'm about to be the coach for my son's Little League team. And those things are not going to be around for, those things won't be forever. I can't imagine she'll be in Girl Scouts for too much longer, and same with him. So I would put something in there, like my coach, maybe my coach t-shirt and like, you know, Girl Scout emblem or something to remind me of those.
I would probably put information about where I currently live because that's how I mark time.
A piece of paper with your address on it.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This is a dumb. That was dumb of me. Of course, I'd put something from the wedding, like an invitation or a save the date or something.
Turmeric rice.
Rice law?
Yeah.
Why?
Wait,
it was everywhere.
Your answer for yourself?
What? No, for Zach.
For me. I guess it is everywhere, but that's not going to change.
In your wedding. Maybe like. Bobby stuff.
Aww. A lot of life never changes, so it's hard to say. Oh, hey. You just had a bunch of Japan trips, right? So maybe you could do something about that.
That's true. Some Kirby toys.
I would probably put an article about Ovi breaking the goal record.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Will you always remember where you were, Jay?
Who? What record?
Yeah. Ovechkin
hockey goal.
Crushing then. Because that would then remind me
Isn't
that I was
like
also
a
there for
supporter?
The... Yeah. But that would also remind me of where I was for the Stanley Cup, and it would also remind me of where I was for the Nationals.
Wow. I didn't know you were such a big hockey fan, Jay.
I'm huge.
Yes,
who's your favorite player?
No, Curtis Joseph, Toronto Maple Leafs goalie from the late 90s, early 2000s.
Interesting.
Nice.
Humble brag, I would put like a my half marathon medal just to be like, yo, you actually were healthy at one point. Because I feel like in 10 years, it's all falling apart.
Oh, it does, Rob. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I didn't know you. When did you run a half marathon?
I did like the rock and roll half about a month ago.
Yeah.
A month ago?
I kind of remember.
Wait a second. Why don't you invite us?
Invite you? I don't know. It's like
Rob knows he's not going to let you in on any more of his life.
This is over.
You're off right now.
No more information. Rob is like, I'm only comfortable discussing movies with you, Zach. Nothing else.
Yeah, that's it. I have no personal life.
Well, you do. You're just not going to tell Zach about it.
That's right.
Yeah. It's hidden secrets. No, my life is pretty boring. There's not much to say. But yeah, I would do that, I think, just to remind myself. Because I really do think like my knees will be gone or something. Right now, my calves even hurt, so I'm like, how long can I do this for?
Nice.
What type of hurt is it?
Just like soreness. It's not like I'm losing bone marrow or something. I don't know. I think it's fine for now.
Damn you, Alana.
Anything else?
If I were wanted to be really depressed, I'd put a COVID test.
Yeah, that's not too specific to right now, though.
For me.
Maybe you could do like something about like the present. Like
no, it's very personal to me, and it very much applies to me. With my long COVID, yeah, I'm still fucked up.
All right. Alana, what about you?
There's something about Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was giving
you a boring answer.
Second bite at that apple. Cool. All right, Zach?
All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at Twitch.tv with MC Slanty, and group up with us for more Daredevil Born Again next time.
Yeah.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they...